Okay, good morning. We are talking today about Romans 12, 1 and 2. This is our scripture for the week. It says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. That is the calling on your life, that you would prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. And you're going to do that by not conforming to the world, but by being transformed, by renewing your mind. That is called the salvation of your soul, which three times in the New Testament, the Bible tells you to save your soul. That's why there's so much confusion in the church today, is because people think, well, once you're saved, you're always saved. Well, you can lose your salvation and all these things. There is a difference between your spirit and your soul. And most people never differentiate the two. Your spirit man, the heart of who you are, is created in the image and the likeness of God. And when you're born again and God moves in, you become alive again unto God. And you will not have that taken away from you. It would be almost impossible. God explained to me one time that I did not have the ability to do that. I mean, I'm sure something could happen and you might do it. But you need to understand that losing your salvation, once God is living inside of you, it changes the very nature of who you are. It's going to be difficult for you to do something horrible against God when he's living inside of you. So spiritually, we say your salvation is secure. Who have you called upon the name of the Lord? Well, you'll be saved. Even if you think you've done something wrong and something horrible that might keep you from salvation, call Jesus. Call on Jesus. Jesus, I've blown it here. I've messed up and I need your mercy and your grace. You always call on Jesus. You're saved. You're going to go to heaven. But so what is all the talk about what we're supposed to be doing now? Why do we have to do anything now? If we're saved, we're saved. We're going to go to heaven. It don't matter. That is the devil's lie. Because the Bible says to save your soul, to work out the saving of your soul. You need to do that. The end of your faith, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your soul. You have a soul, which is your mind, will, and emotion, which is created also. You were created in the image of God in all your parts. And so you're very similar to God in that area also. And so it's hard to tell, is that my soul or is that my spirit? I don't remember who came up with it first, but I was taught that Joyce Myers was saying that your soul is your mind, will, and emotion. And I've heard other people say your intellect, but I think that's still your mind. I mean, that's basically it. You are created and you're so similar to God that it's hard to tell which one is your spirit and which one is your soul. But the Bible says, I believe in Hebrews, that the word of God is quick and sharper than any two-edged sword, dividing asunder between your soul and spirit, and is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. Okay? So the word of God will separate between your soul and your spirit. I don't know for sure if I quoted that exactly right, but there's a scripture in Hebrews. I can find it for you. So it divides asunder between your soul and your spirit and your joint bones and your joints and all this. The word of God is the only thing that's going to let you know whether or not it's you or God. Okay, for sure. And now you're supposed to save your soul. Your soul has been trained to think like the world system. They tell you, go to school, do good, work hard, be nice, don't ever get upset, and you'll end up successful. That is not the ingredients for successful. That will not make you successful. I know a plethora of people that are good, hard, honest, hardworking. They did good in school. They tried hard. They always tried to please everybody. And they are not successful today. As a matter of fact, most of them are bound up in religious bondage. And they are more miserable than anybody else. That is not the key to success. God teaches us the key to success. The Bible says he will teach you. He will lead you in the way that you should go. He will teach you how to prosper. The Bible says that God will do those things, but he's going to do that through helping you renew your mind, helping you to think differently. I love it. I was just listening to Andrew Womack recently, and he was talking about how, you know, the Bible says, be angry and sin not, and don't let the sun go down on your wrath. And so we automatically assume that we're not allowed to be mad or angry. And so you stay complacent. Religion puts Christians in a state of least resistance. Religion is going to put you in a state where you don't resist what the devil is doing. And he can have full reign and do whatever he wants to do because the church is not stopping him. The church is not resisting him. And that's the problem with the church today. Well, what Andrew Womack says, he realized a revelation. Be angry. Be ye angry. Sin not. And don't let the sun go down on your wrath. You keep that anger. You don't like what the devil's doing. Don't like poverty. Don't like sickness. Don't like sin. And don't sit somewhere and act like you have to just go along and get along and you have to be politically correct and you have to sit somewhere and shut your mouth because you might sin, you might say something that hurts somebody else's feelings, and the church is doing that. And because the church is doing that, change is not happening in the world. You're supposed to be angry. You get angry at what the enemy is doing in your family. You get angry when there's not enough money. Get angry when someone is sick. Let it provoke you to take authority and start praying and start decreeing and start planting the heavens. Get yourself stirred up. Don't sit here and think like the world thinks. They want you to shut up and not have an opinion because you might hurt somebody's feelings. Let me tell you who they can make fun of today. Do you know who the world can make fun of today and get away with it? And nobody says anything? The church and men. You turn on TV, any TV you want to, and they can talk bad about the church, and they can talk bad about men, and it's okay, it's acceptable. But you better not say nothing about somebody that's trying to talk all of our children into changing their bodies to be something else. I recently heard a story that there's a child in a public school that thinks it's like some kind of little animal, like not a cat, it was some kind of little animal. And so they've allowed that child to bring a bed, a little animal bed, into class. And that child gets to sit back there and act like an animal all day long in the corner of the room. And they can't say no. How much do you think that child's going to learn? How successful do you think that child's going to be when it tries to go get a job? Is the owner of McDonald's going to let him sit in a corner on a bed, chippering away and acting like it's an animal? No. They're destroying that child. They are destroying that child. And any hope for a future that that child would have by allowing that to happen and by condoning it. They're not helping that child. They're hurting it. He'll end up in an institution somewhere because he won't even be able to support himself because nothing's being expected of him. He's being convinced that he is no different from an animal who doesn't even have a soul. Animals are beautiful, they're wonderful, but they do not possess a soul. You having a soul, you having a mind, will, emotions, and able to act a free will, that God has given you a will, and you get to choose what you're going to do, whether you're going to serve God or not, whether you're going to do this or not, whether you want to go there or not. You have the power and the ability to choose that. Animals run on instinct. They do not have a soul. You are not an animal, and you're nothing like an animal. Now, are animals wonderful? Yes, they are. Can you have an animal? Absolutely. I just was laughing this morning, made a live video about them fish, because they're so darn cute. I walk up there, and they just all run to me like, you know, I love it. It's just sweet. But they don't got a soul. Guys, they don't. Now, there's animals in heaven because we're coming back on horses and stuff like that. So I know there's animals in heaven. I know that dogs are mentioned in heaven. I mean, I know that there's some stuff going on. And I'm not saying they're not going to go to heaven, but I'm telling you, they don't have a soul and they don't have a right to choose. And to tell somebody that they can be an animal is stripping them of their true calling, their God ability, their heritage, their potential. Your potential is so valuable. You have potential. You can be whatever you can conceive. What do you want? What do you want? You are limitless. There is no limit to what you can do. The only limit that you'll ever have is the one you put on you. That's it. You're going to decide how far you go in life. And you can't blame anybody else for it. You will blame other people for it, because that's what we do when we're not meeting our potential. We look for someone else to blame. You will blame other people for it, but it won't help you, because it's not their fault. It's your fault, because you chose to lower your expectations. You chose to choose something that was secondary. You chose. God said, I'm setting before you this day life and death and blessing and cursing. You choose. And he told you to choose. And you can let somebody else choose for you if you want to, because that's also a choice you can make. But if you make that choice, you can't blame anybody else. When you get to heaven, it's going to be pointed out very clearly. He's going to remind you by your own words what you chose. We're going to be judged by every idle word that comes out of our mouth. We're making choices. You're the only limitation that you have. Now, if you believe what the world says, if you believe, you'll never get ahead, because the world don't treat us fair. Oh, you can't do anything. Now, what? You're a girl. Girls will never be as good as guys. You'll never compete with them. What? What color is your skin? Oh, you can't compete. That's what the world says. The world wants you to believe that, because the world wants you to not like you, and they want you to not like you, and they want you and you not to like each other, and they want you to feel like they're my problem. Oh, it's those men. They're my problem. Oh, it's them Christians. They're my problem. Oh, it's them homosexuals. They're my problem. And that's what the world does. That's what all the media is screaming right now. Someone else is messing up your thing. Get mad at them. Attack them. Go against them. Don't waste one moment of your time doing anything that foolish. They don't have any power over you. Nobody has any power over you. And the powers that be are ordained of God. So he sets up government and order and safety and parents and all this. God did that for our protection while we're growing and maturing and while we're becoming. But you know what? You can pray and those people can be changed. If they're evil and they're not handling their business right, you pray. Pray for righteous leadership over your life. God will do that for you. You get to choose. But you're probably going to have to get angry with what you're currently tolerating in order to evoke change in your life. Don't be conformed to this world. The world wants to dictate to you what you do and how far you go. I pray the light turns on and everybody sees the lies of the enemy. I pray in Jesus' name that the lights are on. We see clearly. Because I don't want to be conformed to this world. I want to be transformed. Those transformers, they were one thing, but then when they transformed, they became a powerful machine. And that's the same thing you can do. And whatever you're believing that you're capable of, that's what you will have. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Believe it. Dream about it. Meditate on it. Think about it. Keep it in front of your face. Constantly be enlarged in that vision and enlarge in that vision and get it bigger. Get it bigger. Get it more detailed. Because the only one that can stop you is you. I ain't read nowhere in that Bible that you had to have a straight A report card in order to be successful. I cannot find it. I'm not saying we don't work our tails off and try and do our very best at everything we do. We're successful, victorious people, and we act like it. We win at every little challenge, and then we win at every big challenge. I have never read in the Bible that you have to put up with everything going on in the world around you. As a matter of fact, what did Jesus do one day? He got tired of them people that were at that church using it for their own personal gain and not for the people. And he made a whip and he went down there and he thumped over their tables and he drove them out of the temple. And the Bible clearly says he never sinned. But it was okay for him to clean this mess up. This is not okay. This is not of God, and it's not going to happen here. It was okay for him to do that. And it's okay for you to be tired of some stuff in your life. It's okay for you to tell poverty, you ain't operating in my family anymore in the name of Jesus. It is okay for you to say, sickness, you take your hands off my family. It is okay for you to say, I declare peace in the minds of the people in my home. I bind confusion. I bind chaos. I bind destruction. You have the power to do that. Get angry and do it. We suffer violence, but the violent take it by force. We're not going to sit here and be a victim. You rise up and you be victorious. Amen? That's how we're going to think. We're being transformed. We're renewing our mind. And we will prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. We will bring glory and honor to God and to His kingdom. Amen? Praise God. All right. Thank you so much for joining us today on our podcast. If you would like some more teachings or anything like that, you can go to my link tree or check out my website at dollybarker.com. And I will talk to you later. Thanks.